Now time for locker room chat with Wetmore Girls head basketball coach Kyla Foote after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, let's start off with your game versus Washington County. You guys put up 23 points offensively. What are your thoughts on that one?
I think the girls did really good that game. We didn't start scoring our points until the second half. It seems what usually happens in the game. We just got to play and shoot the whole game and not just one half.
And, Coach, why do you think that is that you guys are so hot in the second half but then not quite as good in the first half?
That I don't know. I wish I knew. I said they have more more energy in the first, but I just don't think they take the shots that they need to when they're open. And so that's what delays the scoring in the first half.
And in the second half, what were some of those things that were going right on the offense? Were you guys moving the ball a lot better and just taking better shots?
We were moving a lot better. It just happened that one of our girls was on and sunk three threes, one right after another, and so that helped our score. And then we were doing better rebounding in the second half, getting offensive rebounds, so and putting the shot back up. We were moving the ball a lot more in the second half.
And as you kind of alluded to, you've been doing that a lot as of late. Kind of the same thing last night against Troy. And it was Kaylee Foote who got going in the third quarter, and then Karis Larson in the fourth quarter. I mean, overall, your thoughts on that game?
They did pretty good that game. I think this game, some of the girls got frustrated with themselves because they weren't playing their best, and they just got down on themselves, and it affected that. But I will say, getting the shooting started in the second half helped, especially scoring those twos, and then Karis getting those rebounds and putting them back up for points really helped us too on offense.
And Coach Riley Nichols, tell me about her play, because she didn't have her best night last night, but she just fights so hard every single night. She's in there battling. When she brings the ball up, she's getting bumped, she's getting pushed. I mean, I couldn't count the amount of time she was on the ground with my hands. I mean, she was just all over the place last night.
Yeah, and I'm proud of her for doing that. She plays tough and tries to make plays happen. And on the way, she does get knocked down, and I'm proud of her for getting back up and just trying to fight again. She is a great player.
Yeah, she absolutely is. Now you got to take on a Lynn team coming up on Friday. And then after that, you guys only have two games left. Hard to believe that we're at this point in the season. First of all, Coach, tell us what you know about the Bulldogs.
I know it's going to be a tough game. All these teams are tough that we're going to play. We just have to play our best and play our game, and hopefully we get the scoring going.
Yeah, Coach, you guys battle hard every single night. It was a pleasure getting to broadcast you last night, and best of luck coming out on Friday against Lynn.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Wetmore Girls head basketball coach Kyla Foote after a pair of tough losses from this past week. It's been brought to you by Holton Community Hospital Wetmore Clinic.